This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Hey, we have a kind of an all-star, kind of, it is an all-star line up here in the studio lounge. Becky Reed from Lone Star Credit Union. Becky, how are you?
I'm awesome.
You are. Mm-hmm. You are awesome. And then Jack Antonini from NACUSO. Jack, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I appreciate
good,
it.
Good, good. And then Guy Messick from actually now NACUSO Business Services. How are you, sir?
I'm happy to be here on the day I wear a tie.
That's right. You're wearing a tie. Well done. Good job. Good job on that. So I'm asking everybody, though, initially, how's it feel to be back amongst folks again? I mean, that's got to be not only refreshing, but fun and maybe a little nervous at sometimes. I don't know, maybe. So,
no,
Guy?
It's great. It's
good.
Great. You know, it's like you, almost like you never left.
I mean,
you begin to realize it was like 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, seems like yesterday sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Jack, how about you? What are your thoughts on back in person?
I love it. And honestly, the fact that we got to have our conference first in person last November.
That's right. Yes,
so
yes.
So much energy from that. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it was the fact that people were so excited to see one another again in person. And you see that same kind of energy happening here as well.
Yeah.
You know, people are excited to see one another again. We're running into so many old friends. It's actually been really enjoyable.
Yeah, there's a lot of big stories at this conference, but I think that's mm-hmm. the biggest one. It's like, hey, we're happy to be back. You know, that's like just the overwhelming vibe. How about you, Becky?
Oh, I mean, I love people. So I love and I love credit unions and I love CUSOs. And so, yeah, couldn't be happier to be here.
Good deal. Speaking of happier to be here, you have a little bit of news to report. A certain return on investment that you want to discuss with your CUSO, Pure IT Credit Union Services?
Yes. So Lone Star Credit Union co-founded Pure IT back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And we were $111 million in assets. Mm-hmm. Today we're $160 million.
Congratulations.
So considered a smaller credit union.
Yeah.
And Pure IT, we saw an opportunity for the Pure IT to help the industry with technology infrastructure, which was something that we knew that all credit unions needed help with, and they helped us. So we thought we would help them help other credit unions. And now after 5 years, we achieved a 511% return on investment, or a 48% annual return over the last 5 years, year after year.
Wow.
So, and it actually kind of makes us a unicorn, right? We're pretty unique now
mm-hmm.
in the credit union mm-hmm. industry with that kind of a return.
Yeah, I'm about to say, forget crypto. Let's go the CUSO. Forget crypto. Let's go CUSO. How about that?
Exactly.
New tagline, Jack.
Yeah, we love it. I mean, we're so proud of what Becky did and what the folks at Pure IT did, because they've added a tremendous value in the service that they've given to other credit unions, helping them deal with their IT challenges,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
helping from everything from how to integrate to be able to protect against cyber attacks. You know, so they're covering the waterfront, doing a fabulous job. They've got a lot of great clients, and they're really helping a lot in the credit union community. And the fact that Becky was willing to take a chance and make a big investment and help to be able to deliver that kind of service to other credit unions shows her heart.
Yeah.
You know, that she's got a heart to help not only her own credit union, but to help other credit unions as well. And as it turned out, she got an incredible return
mm-hmm.
you know, by investing
well
in that CUSO, and that they did so well.
Well, Becky, we've known each other for a few years now, but you've always been known kind of a person to push that proverbial envelope,
yes.
technology-wise
yes.
and even operations-wise. So what do you attest this this success, this investment, this return on investment to, other than Pure IT's great CUSO, they you know deliver great services, smart people, all that good stuff, but from your perspective?
Yes, all that good stuff.
Okay.
But also the power of collaboration, which is kind of what Jack was talking about, being able to understand the industry and know that all credit unions needed this kind of help. And then to be able to facilitate that,
mm-hmm.
how awesome. And I would not have gotten a return if other credit unions didn't see the value and invested in Pure IT well.
Right.
So it really is a win-win mm-hmm. for everybody, not just me mm-hmm. as a co-founder, but also all of the other investors who have now invested in Pure IT.
Yeah. And this message, Jack, is a testament to the success of CUSOs and the power of CUSOs as well. What Absolutely. They can do, not only providing services to other credit unions, but the credit union investors, who it bodes well for them as well. So, I mean, that's a great feather in your cap for sure.
Well, it's the right message, because there's a lot of different opportunities right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fintech types of CUSOs that are being created to help to serve credit unions. Investing in those can sometimes provide some great returns. You know, Becky is a fabulous example and is probably one of the best that you'll ever find, but there are real opportunities out there, and CUSOs are delivering value as well as providing a great return to the investors that have the faith to invest in them.
Yeah, and there's probably quite a few right upstairs, right above us in the exhibit hall.
That's very true.
Doing a really good job as well.
Yeah.
So, well, speaking of doing a good job, Mr. Guy Messick is here, and we wanted to talk about the new, what would you call it, a new subsidiary? New business?
For-profit subsidiary.
Okay. Yeah. And it's called NACUSO Business Services. So tell us, give us a quick 411 on this.
So when we were taking a look at whether or not we should help credit unions use CUSOs, market themselves, we thought, well, let's not do that by just picking any old CUSO. Let's find something that's special, that really demonstrates the power of collaboration. So we came across this new CUSO, CU Capital Management, and they were getting into the sale-leaseback business. Now, in the sale-leaseback business, a credit union can sell its property, usually its headquarters or an operations center, and leases it back so it doesn't have to move. But the capital gain that it receives, they can put to capital. So it's a quick way to get capital into a credit union by selling it and leasing back the property.
Oh my gosh.
Now, the accounting rules made it such this year where you can take that gain and have it applied all at once at the time of sale. So it became very advantageous. And so there were some credit unions that were looking to do sale leasebacks. And in traditionally, sale leasebacks, you would have money managers come in and buy it and the property and lease it back, and then maybe sell the lease. And you know, it was a great business. And we thought, well, why should this go to the outside guys?
Yeah.
Why not credit unions making the purchase?
Precisely.
So we're proud to announce that as of February 18th, just a week or so ago, the CUSO, owned by 20 credit unions across the country, purchased the Westcom Pasadena office building for $59 million. And as a result of that, now Westcom is going to have a long-term lease, 15 years, and the long-term lease landlord is going to be a CUSO. It's not going to be a stranger. We don't think there's going to be any issues in that relationship. Now for the investors are going to project it to have returns between 5% and 7% over 15 years, which is light years away, higher than they could get on overnight funds or any other investment funds that they're permitted to make. So it's a real win. Plus we have a lending opportunities for the credit unions as well in these purchases. So we thought, you know, if we're ever going to endorse anything, endorsing something like this where the true power of collaboration can be really demonstrably shown is something that we wanted to do. So that's one of the main reason why we formed this NBS.
Well, Southern California real estate too. So
exactly. $600 a square foot.
Yeah.
That's but that's what they get.
And I've been to that building. I've been to the Westcom building too. It's a nice facility.
It is a nice building.
Oh my gosh.
We have one or more purchases coming up in the next couple months as well. So we're looking forward to kick this off. So if any credit union is looking to raise their capital before you sell to outsiders, and who knows who you get, come talk to us.
Yeah, you're keeping it in the credit union ecosystem, right?
Exactly.
You're keeping it in the family, so to speak, right?
Yep.
And having this landlord be a CUSO is not something to be taken lightly, because one of the credit unions I've talked to in this process actually did a sale lease back maybe 10 years ago, and they were so dissatisfied with their landlord that they actually bought the property back at a premium.
Oh, really?
So avoid the pain.
No doubt. No doubt. So the benefits here, again, keeping it in the credit union ecosystem, there's a trust factor, I'm assuming, here, right?
Absolutely.
Wow. What are some goals that you want to achieve with the NACUSO Business Services?
Well, the other thing
is
also to bring these CUSO opportunities that really demonstrate the power of collaboration to credit unions. But the other thing that we also developed is called the NACUSO Marketplace. Now, all our members, not many of our members, are service providers. They might be CUSO service providers or even non-CUSO service providers. So the question is, where do credit unions go to find out who does mortgage, who can help me with mortgages, who can help me with IT, who can mm-hmm. help me with payments. It's a catch-all thing. No, there's no one place. So we've created a digital platform that's just like the exhibit hall upstairs, except it's virtual. And it's there 24/7, 365. Wow. And it has a robust amount of information so that credit unions can go for free, take a look, see what our NCUSO members are offering. Mm-hmm. And if anybody wants to list, all they have to do is join NCUSO. Then there's no additional cost. Mm-hmm. So we think there's a benefit to both the credit unions looking for opportunities and service providers trying to connect with credit unions.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we talked, Jack, the last time we spoke, is when you have a search engine to find something, you know you're doing something right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? When you have to do a search to find something, you know you're doing something right, right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And the other thing, too, the Guy really helped to bring this about and develop this. Did a lot of work on it over a period of a year, which has been fantastic. So it was natural for us to ask Guy to be the CEO of it since he had retired from the legal work and mm-hmm. you know was volunteering and helping.
I knew you weren't done.
I still wanted to come to conferences, so I had an excuse.
Exactly. And besides the collaboration effort, the other part that's unique was it was really delivering unique value to credit unions. Whether you're a seller to recapitalize, whether you're an investor or even a lender, it's a unique value you just don't find anyplace else.
Yeah.
So between collaboration and unique value, that's exactly what you want in the credit union space. And we were able to really deliver on that with what Guy's put together here with the NCUSO Business Services.
Right on, right. So much good news here. I love interviews like this. This is
in the conference. You can't let's talk about the conference.
Yeah, you guys.
Coming up in April.
You guys are exploding.
Yeah. April 25 to 28. Going to be in Orlando at the Disney Yacht and Beach Club, where we had originally been scheduled to be in 2020 before the coronavirus closed things down. So we're going to be back there. We're excited. We've got already probably close to 250 people that have registered. And since we just did one last November in Las Vegas, because we had to delay, it was a difficult thing to kind of get it all put together, but we've done it. We've got a lot of exciting speakers. We're addressing lots of very hot topics, you know, that are near and dear to the hearts of credit union professionals on everything from IT issues and how to deal with that to other new types of opportunity, whether it's, you know, cyber security issues or cryptocurrency. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things out there that people want to know more about. We've got a lot of experts that are coming to talk about it.
Right
so
on.
We're excited about it. It's a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wonderful time to be there in April. So if anybody hasn't registered yet, go to NCUSONetwork.com. Love to have you.
We'll put that link in the show notes for sure, as well as the NCUSO Business Services one as well. So, and maybe even Lone Star and Peer IT Credit Union Services.
Absolutely, please do.
It'll be a link-a-palooza for sure. All right, guys. Well, anything else to add here, Becky? I'll let you go for it. Any final words here? Congrats again on the success of the NCUSO.
So you too can invest in NCUSO.
She said it.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice template for the rest of the industry as well, or even a great success story to like, maybe we should do that too. Jack, any final words?
Just thank you for the opportunity, Mike. We always love talking to you.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Thanks,
Guy.
See
you're welcome.
Next conference.
All right. Yeah. With a tie. All right. All right. Well, thank you so much again. Congrats on all the success, and I'm sure there's more to come in 2022. So good stuff. Keep
Watch
up the good
out.
Work. All right.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.